This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, June 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ventura County ICE raids. The Tomato Challenge winner is Fins and Feathers in Rice Country and Senate Reconciliation Proposal on the way. Ventura County ICE raids detain dozens as anti-ICE protests continue in Los Angeles. Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement agents conducted a series of coordinated raids across Ventura County this week. They detained more than 40 individuals suspected of being in the country without legal documentation. The operation spanning Oxnard, Ventura, and Camarillo targeted individuals with prior deportation orders or criminal records, according to ICE officials. Community advocates and immigrant rights groups condemned the raids, arguing they instill fear in local communities and disrupt families. Take note, Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia shared at the AgriPulse Food and Ag Issues Summit West yesterday that several of his members in the county called him about the sweep. Raids in Santa Ana and L.A. led some ag workers to stay home yesterday, he added. Rivas wins Tomato Challenge. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, representing a Central Coast produce growing district, has won the annual AgriPulse Great Tomato Challenge. Founder and publisher Sarah Wyatt announced the winners at the Food and Ag Issues Summit West. This year's competition saw dedicated participation from legislators who shared gardening tips and strategies to nurture their plants. The former ag chair and his team earned a $1,000 donation for the local food bank of their choice and selected Second Harvest Food Bank in Santa Cruz County. Yucaipa GOP Senator Rosalise Ochoa-Baugh's team secured second place, receiving a $500 donation for the Table of Plenty food pantry. Summit panelists say rice fields are key to boosting wildlife. At the summit, a panel discussed impacts of rice fields on California's wildlife and how lessons learned in the Sacramento Valley can be applied elsewhere. The Sacramento Valley has lost 95% of its wetland habitat, said Tim Johnson, president and CEO of the California Rice Commission. Multiple panelists stated that the landscapes created by rice farming are crucial to addressing this loss of habitat and its effects on wildlife populations. Jacob Katz of California Trout said the rice country has enabled bird populations in the valley to experience resurgence, and examples of these landscapes boosting salmon populations are also prevalent. It means that a return to natural abundance is entirely possible and is not possible by removing humans from the landscape, Katz said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. RFK Jr. eyes SNAP restrictions on ultra-processed foods. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he hopes to expand state supplemental nutrition assistance program waivers to limit purchases of ultra-processed foods. Yesterday, Kennedy joined Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins as she signed three new waivers allowing Arkansas, Utah, and Idaho to restrict SNAP purchases of soda. This brings the total number of states with approved waivers to six. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Senate reconciliation proposal likely to include some SNAP state cost share. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman is expected to present the committee's plans on reconciliation to the rest of the conference today before finalizing the text for later this week. The details were still in flux yesterday, but Bozeman told AgriPulse that the plan will include some form of state cost share for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. He said some members do have concerns about cost share component, and they are in the process of addressing those. Politico reported yesterday that the Senate plans to scale back the House proposal to shift more costs to the states. Currently, the federal government pays for all SNAP benefits and splits administrative costs 50-50 with the states. Under the House bill, states would be responsible for 75% of the administrative costs. They also would have to pitch in for SNAP benefits for the first time, with the cost share ranging from 6% to 25% depending on the state's SNAP error rates. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota said the Senate proposal on this will be different from the House version, but declined to provide specifics. He said today's lunch will be the last big input session before the Agriculture Committee finalizes the text by the end of the week. Here's today's final word. We've been, I'll say, grateful that the administration has had this kind of prioritization, that it has not included sweeps of ag workplaces and detainment and deportation of ag workers, and I hope that hasn't changed. That's Western Growers Association President and CEO Dave Puglia reporting at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. Some farms in Ventura County had been reported immigration enforcement actions hours before he spoke. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, June 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.